Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the South may get hit with some severe weather.
Powerful storms with a threat of tornadoes are expected to punch through Louisiana and other parts of the South, just as huge parades and costume revelers are set to celebrate Mardi Gras. The alarming forecast will be one of the first big tests for the National Weather Service after hundreds of its forecasters who make crucial local forecasts across the United States were fired last week. Twisters, damaging winds, and large hail are all possible as a strong storm system moves across the nation's midsection, with the bullseye zone stretching from East Texas to Alabama. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's promised 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico will be imposed at midnight tonight. President Trump says he's already put off tariffs once on Canada and Mexico.
No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect tomorrow.
Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly tells CTV Canada will fight back against the Trump tariffs.
If Trump is imposing tariffs, we're ready. We are ready with $155 billion worth of tariffs, and we're ready with the first tranche of tariffs, which is $30 billion, which is already known.
Wall Street didn't like the news, the Dow plunging 649 points at the close of trading today. The Senate has voted to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon as the nation's education chief, a role that places her atop a department President Trump has vowed to dismantle. McMahon will face the competing tasks of winding down the Education Department while escalating efforts to achieve the Republican president's agenda. This is SRN News. There's a detailed look at America's spiritual beliefs.
The percentage of people who are non-religious is higher than ever, approaching one-third. But that doesn't mean that folks don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. The Pew Research Center reports that 83% of Americans believe in God or some sort of universal spirit. 86% think that every individual has a soul, not just a physical body. And 70% say there is an afterlife of some kind where all of us are going. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU will represent two restaurant workers in a gender identity discrimination lawsuit after the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission bowed out. The agency complied with President Trump's recent executive order against the federal government promoting transgenderism. The lawsuit against a Culver's restaurant in Clarkston, Michigan, claims a woman living as a man was fired after complaining a coworker failed to use her preferred pronouns. SRN News. The Trump administration ends a Biden-era business database put in place ostensibly to fight financial crime.
The rule required most American businesses with fewer than 20 employees to register their owners with the government. Small businesses challenging the requirement had been unable to win in court, but on Sunday, the Treasury announced it will not impose penalties now or in the future. The move was lauded by President Trump, who called the reporting requirement outrageous and invasive. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent called the changes a victory for common sense, saying it was part of the Trump agenda to rein in burdensome regulations. Jennifer King, Washington.
The typically tight-lipped CIA is peeling back the curtain on some of its secrets with an upcoming presentation at the South by Southwest Festival. America's preeminent spy agency plans to deliver a talk at the SXSW Music Festival in Austin, Texas. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.